This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, July 15th, 2015, from High Rise on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Frosty Gullies on the Northern Plains. Seasonal frost commonly forms at middle and high latitudes on Mars, much like winter snow on Earth. However, on Mars, most frost is carbon dioxide, dry ice, rather than water ice. This frost appears to cause surface activity, including flows and gullies. This image shows frost in gully alcoves in a crater on the northern plains. The frost highlights details of the alcoves, since it forms in different amounts depending on slopes and shadows, as well as the type of material making up the ground. Rugged rock outcrops appear dark and shadowed, while frost highlights the upper alcove and the steepest route down the slope. Most changes associated with gullies are observed in the southern hemisphere. However, some are seen in the northern hemisphere, where steep slopes are less common. HiRISE is monitoring these gullies to look for changes and to understand the behavior of the frost. Potential active processes in Porter Crater. This image shows the central peak in Porter Crater. Although there are no repeat images here, we can infer several active geologic processes based on morphologic evidence and lessons learned from past well-monitored sites. Shallow gullies are located on the south and east-facing slopes of the central peak. These features might have been carved by volatiles, such as carbon dioxide frost, sometime in the recent geologic past. Meanwhile, on the northern slopes are several smaller features that have a morphology hinting at recurring slope lineae. Alternatively, these features could be the remnants of past active gullies. Several more high-rise images would be needed to characterize their behavior and confirm their status as RSL. Southward, below the peak, is a large dune field. Dunes show sharp crests with prominent ripples, which are both signs of actively migrating dunes. Also, we can see dust devil tracks crossing the nearby dusty surfaces, and clear evidence for ongoing modification by swirling winds that persistently remove surface dust. Sedimentary deposits within Eos Chasma. Sedimentary deposits are common within Valles Marineris. Most of the larger chasmata contain kilometer-thick, light-toned layer deposits composed of sulfates. However, some of the chasmata, like Eos Chasma shown in this high-rise image, either lack these deposits or have much thinner deposits. The light-toned deposits in Eos Chasma are observed both along the floor and inner wall rock materials. Some of the light-toned deposits appear to post-date formation of the chasma floor, whereas other deposits appear to lie beneath wall rock materials, indicating they are older. By examining the stratigraphy using digital terrain models and 3D images, it should be possible to decipher the relative ages of the different geologic units. CRISM data may also provide insight to the mineralogy, which will tell scientists about the aqueous conditions that emplaced the light-toned deposits. Purple Mountain's Majesty. This image of an isolated mountain in the southern highlands reveals a large exposure of purplish bedrock. Since high-rise color is shifted to longer wavelengths than visible color, and given relative stretches, this really means that the bedrock is roughly dark in the broad red bandpass image, compared to the blue-green and near-infrared bandpass images. In the red-green-blue color image, which excludes the near-infrared bandpass image, the bedrock appears bluish in color. This small mountain is located near the northeastern rim of the giant Hellas Impact Basin, and could be impact ejecta. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.